SB 100, Senator Steve Urquhart's ill-fated LGBT non-discrimination bill, never got a hearing in a legislative committee room this year. But in some ways, Wednesday night felt like an unofficial committee hearing, with legislators gathered to hear members of the public offer their perspectives on an issue to which their lives are indelibly tied. As legislators filed into a standing room only meeting, some 300 people showed up altogether. Urquhart explained the intention of the meeting was to educate.
It's something where I have learned a great deal over the past year, and I thought it would be a tremendous opportunity and idea to have an informational session.
The legislators and attendees were treated to over a dozen testimonies from Utahns with varied personal experiences. Nearly all of the stories shared were impassioned and emotional. Utah singer-songwriter Justin Utley shared a story of losing his partner Brent to a heart attack. Because neither of them were out publicly, Utley didn't attend Brent's funeral. Not long after Brent's death, Utley had an unexpected conversation with his employer.
She told me she had been monitoring and reading my emails and asked me point blank if I was gay. I told her yes, but that this had nothing to do with my job. She replied that it did. She said that had they known I was gay during the interview process, they would not have hired me. She mentioned that there was a woman more qualified than me who had interviewed for my position, but that they didn't offer her the job because she had been seen with one of those equal sign stickers on her car and assumed she was a lesbian. She said she wasn't judging my lifestyle, but she preferred not to have people like me working there.
Utley was given 2 weeks to find a new job and was then let go. Candace Metzler, a transgendered woman, spent years closeted from her friends, family, and coworkers. She was a successful business owner and even started her own nonprofit. But she continued to struggle with her gender identity, and after a suicide attempt, she came out. This started a long series of setbacks for Metzler, who lost her job and was left homeless. But with help from some friends and her family, she was able to turn her life around.
I'm here to tell you that I was lucky. I had a community and a family that cared enough to do something about what they saw. For my family, it did not matter that they were LDS and they did not fully understand. Their love for me and my family is what mattered. Because of these amazing people, I was able to continue going to college, and today I'm nearing the completion of my doctoral degree at the University of Utah. I did not give up.
Joey Eccleston is a straight married man, but he came to speak on behalf of his gay teenage son, Connor. Eccleston gushed about his honor roll student son, who founded the Gay Straight Alliance at his high school and intends to earn a doctorate in physics in college. Eccleston got emotional when he recalled the time Connor came out to his parents at age 15.
In that moment, a lightning flash of fear struck me. The fear was not knowing that I would be able to protect my child from the intolerance of the outside world. So many things raced through my head in that fraction of a second before I turned to Connor and said, "I love you. Never let anyone tell you who you can love or how you can love. We love you."
Eccleston mentioned that Connor wants to leave the state of Utah for college because he fears how he will be treated here.
Connor has sat at the desk of the renowned astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson and discussed physics and doomsday comets. But some people choose to define Connor by his orientation, which should be simply a footnote to the character, the aspirations, and the accomplishments.
Many in attendance on Wednesday night were left teary-eyed, including Utah legislators. Democratic Senator Luz Robles seemed profoundly affected.
I know that this is probably one of the hardest issues for me to discuss because it's personal. And I know it affects loved ones in my family. And to think that in the state that I represent and that I proudly call home, their rights are not protected is heartbreaking. And I have to go to bed thinking that I'm not doing enough. And I apologize. Because I don't think we're doing enough as legislators to fight for your rights.
Robles went on to say that the legislative process would eventually win the day. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox praised those who had the courage to share their personal stories with the panel and offered his insight on the issue.
This is said by many people who believe it, that we hate the sin and love the sinner. And I had a friend that said, you can believe that, but if you ever have to say it, you probably hate the sinner just a little bit. And I thought a lot about that, and it was something that touched my heart. So again, I just thank you for your courage. Thank you for sharing your stories. Thank you for being Utahns, because we're all different, and that's what makes Utah an incredibly great place to live.
All legislators who attended on Wednesday night were pleased with the event and felt it was a constructive conversation. Senate President Wayne Niederhauser, who was in attendance, later said that the event was a, quote, eye-opener for him. But he didn't indicate that he was ready to put LGBT non-discrimination legislation back on the agenda in the near future. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.